Parker completed his litter pick, and the park looked tidy. He went on his patrol round the park. He could hear birds whistling, chirping, flying low, high, and doing a roller coaster circle in the air. Some flew straight at him, that went over his head. Of course, he wasn't the least worried. Some flew up from behind him, and he heard their wings hum past him and felt the breeze of the wind on his head. A magpie gave a screech. Then spinning white circles as it flapped its wings, came flying over towards Parky, and he had to duck. A wood pigeon. Kurr, coo, coo, kurr. And he heard a rustle of leaves and loud flapping of wings like bed sheets flapping in the wind as it took off. It took all its effort to lift its big belly and take flight. Parky turned his head as he heard Otty the black crow loudly caw-cawed. Desi the magpie played Follow the Leader on the bowling green. Along came a grey pied wagtail, bounced on air like a wave rising and dipping above and below with short bursts of whistles. Visitors went past and Parky gave his A-OK salute. He brought his right hand in front of his right eye and did a little circle and then fired a salute. Parky met his friends and they greeted him. Hello, said Charlotte. In the bright sunlight, her freckles were easily seen. Help, Charlotte, replied Parky. Hey-ho, I'm ready to play, said Jordan on his arrival. His blonde locks reflected the yellow sunshine. Help, Jordan, replied Parky. Hidey hi, said Iffy, and drew an arch with her hand. Help, Iffy, replied Parky. Easy swung his braided hair side to side and said, how do you do? Help, Easy. I'm doing fine, thank you, replied Parky. And to his posse of friends, Parky gave his AOK salute with a circle with his index finger and right thumb on his right hand and firing a salute. All the while, on the bowling green, Pied Wagtails continued flying in their trademark dipping style like a shallow wave motion, dipping and peaking as if bouncing on air. Little Red Chest Robin hopped and flitted along on the morning litter pick, whistling and jumping close to Parky, hoping to pick up some scraps to eat. Otty the Black Crow and Desi the Magpie pranced about on the bowling green, if it wasn't for the black-white feathers, the magpie would just look like a black crow. Parky looked up, and yonder in the distance to the other side of the park, high above, silhouettes of skaters rocked gently on the ramps. The pavilion drive cleared of visitors, which alarmed Parky. Sounds of wheels rattling became clearer as Mikey and Billy freewheeled belly down on their skateboards. Skate Haven, please, said Parky as the teenagers reached him. They all walked up the pavilion drive, past the ice cream parlour, then the tennis courts, past the basketball court, and they reached the Skate Haven. All the while, little Robin flew along, resting on the park benches or the tennis court fence and whistling at Parky. Alwyn, in her pink trousers and turquoise shirt, was with a black Maremma sheepdog called Jack. She gave a wave, and Jack came up to Parky, sniffed him, and in return he received a gentle pack on his back. Parky felt he was hot. His thick, long black fur was need of a trim. a cheeky squirrel followed hopping on the glass verge behind skaters Mikey and Billy coming up behind on the pavilion drive. Inside Skate Haven, Tina performed a dab after her skating tricks. After more skating, she had advanced to a twisting hand sign of her little finger and thumb. After more skating tricks, the celebration had transformed to her index finger pointing skyward to appreciate her God-given talent. Her sidekick, Fanta, a school friend, always accompanied her and skated with her. Tina was known as Tina Tricks. Joy, 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 she sang as she jumped onto her skateboard and zigzagged all her way around other skaters. Tina was overjoyed by her skating. Teenagers painted graffiti murals while others rocked back and forth on their boards on the ramps. Many sat on the sides and watched the rides. Ten-year-old Tina did tricks way beyond her 10 years. And she felt exhilarated. Teenagers much older than her were left open-mouthed soon after other teenagers mimicked her tricks. Keep rocking! Keep on rocking in the free world! Keep rocking! Keep on rocking in the free world! Keep on rocking! Keep on rocking in the free world! Sang Tina, wagging her index finger and a little finger on her left hand. "Hey up, caveman," called out a teenager. And his friend said, "Hey, jungle bunny," to Parky. "Kessa say?" "Oh, ha 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 ha, he ha ha ha," laughed Parky and gave his AOK salute. Parky and his friends saw Jordan's mummy entering the park at the west gates. Charlotte burst into song, and her friends joined in. "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Oh, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Drizzle sprayed the warden and his friends. Soon after, the drizzle turned to rain, but it was no more than a shower. Boys and girls, couples and small groups merged onto the main arena. "It must be an American football hoedown," said Easy. "A conference of sorts," said Charlotte. Either way, it was an idyllic setting amongst the herons, kingfisher and mallards. Rays of sun burst through the trees and pets ran about amongst the woodland on the upper banking. The rain returned proper, and it became home time. Some visitors remained playing their games as Parker continued patrolling the park. In a grey, cloudless sky, birds flew by screaming, "Kyang! Kyang! Kyang! Kyang!" They were hurrying off to somewhere. He waved goodbye to his friends. It was time to go home. "Hey, Parky. It's time to go home. See thee, Parky. Let's play tomorrow. Bye-bye, Parky. It's time to go home. See thee, Parky. Let's play tomorrow.